Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
We got both Wiggy and Nick here, and Nick loves two things. Well, maybe three if you include his family, but Tom Brady and film.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Aykroyd was just with us. Very interesting guy.
What a great guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So authentic, too. Very nice, just a nice, nice guy.
Yeah.
Literate, well-versed in a number of subjects, entrepreneur, creator, writer, actor. I mean, he's awesome. But on top of it all, I think we can all speak to what a great guy he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When do you see an A-lister, somebody, I mean, that's Dan Aykroyd. He comes in, he's nice, he speaks so freely, shakes everyone's hand, and did a, you know, Burlington Mall-length Santa Claus appearance, taking photos with
everybody in
here.
The building, everybody in the place.
Said yes to everybody.
Yeah. Wiggy, what'd you make of the four UFO sightings that he has had?
Very interesting, you know.
Have you ever had one?
No.
You haven't?
I don't really kind of believe in the old aliens.
Yeah.
The flying saucers and all that stuff.
I saw a UFO with Wiggy at Magic City.
Yeah, we're about the only UFOs I see.
Unbelievable female object.
That was on the party boat.
Because aren't they supposed to be of high intelligence?
Minnetonka.
Yes. Yeah, they are. They are of high intelligence.
So you'd
yeah.
think they would, you know.
Not talk to you?
Or they'd want to show us something.
Wow.
Yeah, you'd think they want to show us something. If that high intelligence, show us something.
Yeah.
And the only time anybody
they're laughing at us.
The only time anybody sees them is when they're, you know, doing 5,000 miles an hour at nighttime.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times the people who see them are by themselves. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Right. There's never anybody else.
And no one ever has like a cell phone or anything. You just said Dan Aykroyd. You take a million pictures with him, selfies, this, that, and the other. But you can never get a picture of an alien.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to get a picture of something going 5,000 miles per hour.
Well, the people that have been pearled before, you don't get your cell phone before you get abducted and shot up into a spaceship?
And poor Ken, I mean, he couldn't speak during the entire interview.
The grown folk was speaking.
I don't get starstruck over athletes, but Dan Aykroyd, that is an A-lister in every sense.
You would say legit starstruck.
Yeah, just like because, a kid just watching all those movies and the blues.
Yeah,
and what a job by Ken right there to grab that riff right as he called for it with Dan Aykroyd giving the thumbs up. That was a pretty cool thing.
Great job. Yes, I mean, when I said I demagnetized my Blues Brothers soundtrack driving to high school, I mean,
over
that like,
and over and over,
over
again.
And, like, she caught the Katie. Yeah. Like, that's how I just started the drive almost every day.
Well, I thought it was pretty interesting that he said they probably wouldn't be able to make Blues Brothers today.
Yeah, that was kind of because of the whole using the like black community. Is that what he's trying to get to?
I think that's what he was.
The appropriation.
It's also the fact it'd be so hard to. Like, if you're going to make a musical movie now, it's got to be something Disney or something previously successful. Like, I don't know, a massive property like a Hamilton to just go and say, "Hey, it cost $28 million then, so that would approximately be about $150 million now. Hey, we need $150 million to make a musical, giant musical." Filled with cocaine about this sketch from Saturday Night Live. Nobody would ever
but
do
I think
that.
They
would never greenlight
though,
that.
Because there's nothing like, you know, crazy about. There's no like blackface or anything like
that. Somebody would complain.
But
though.
They
That's
complained about the Joker. They complained about the Joker. Think about how many people complained about that movie and how much money it made.
Yeah.
So there are. I don't think there'll be as many people complaining about the Blues Brothers in that movie.
Yeah.
They complained about the Ghostbusters, the female version.
Yeah.
So, right. I mean, you got to complain about everything, but I don't think it's a movie that couldn't get made.
I know. It was nice that he spoke to it and he name-checked the director, Paul Feig, who's done some amazing work and great TV work. But did you know that the trailer for the female Ghostbusters movie is the most disliked video in the history of YouTube?
I believe it.
I believe it
100%.
People were so, like, because they lionize... Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray, the Murricane, by the way. That's it. We're all walking away with that phrase now. People lionize his canon of movies and these comedies to such a degree that it's like, how dare you remake that in an all-female version? Oh, Panderdome City.
Well, he was nice about it.
He was great about it.
He was nice about it.
And it's actually, it's not that bad. It's not a bad movie.
That movie's horrible. That movie's horrible.
My kid liked it, though.
It's a six-year-old, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you could throw, you know, two people high-fiving each other on the screen. Six-year-old's going to like it. I wanted to, the thing that was interesting is, when I asked them about, like, you know, starting out in the Saturday Night Live thing in U.S., could they do some of the things that they did back then today? And he said that he feels like they're even pushing the envelope of, you know, to another level.
I don't agree.
It's been a while since I've saw Saturday Night Live.
He's talking about the political stuff, which, you know, they're doing the political stuff. It's really aimed at one particular person, which, which you know,
you can get away with that.
That's okay. Yeah, because he's a Republican.
Yeah, you can get away with that.
Right, because our president's a Republican, it's okay. But
SNL's politics lean incredibly left right now. It's the most liberal show on TV. Yeah. But, like, even just, like, the elements of, like, joking about drugs and people smoking, and, like, the show used to open with a very raunchy monologue from a comedian like George Carlin, so they were always pushing the envelope.
Well, the Greek guy at the diner. Dare you make fun of the way that...
We want turnover. That would be offensive. Or how about, imagine the PETA protest you would get, okay? Yeah. Imagine the PETA protest you would get...
Over the blender?
Over the Bass-O-Matic.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, just putting putting a live fish in a blender.
But well, I do love buckwheat.
Wolfbane and a shoot of Winterman. To this add the eye of a rat. And mix in the body of one whole bat. Yes, mix in the body of one whole bat.
But I do love buckwheat's greatest hits. I mean, that's classic. Eddie Murphy did that. He did the James. You know, but you look at those guys, and that was one question that I want to ask him is you're talking about comedy legends, right? When you think about Bill Murray, you think about Eddie Murphy, you think about some of Dan Aykroyd, some of these guys, Steve Martin. I wonder if they get love from these up-and-coming young comedians that now trying to make their way into the business. Or
if they look back at them and say they were groundbreaking? Or
yeah, because you think about, I don't think they'll ever be that type of group again. You think about some of the comedians that are out there, they'll never be on the level that somebody like an Aykroyd or Eddie Murphy is.
John Belushi was legitimately as big a rock star as there was. And I use the phrase rock star, not just because he was a magician, because he was a temperature changer. He was as big an A-lister as there was. You bring in the cast of Comics Come Home tomorrow night into this room, they would all be as starstruck as we were talking to
Dan Aykroyd.
Bill Burr would probably be just as starstruck. John Mulaney, all of them.
Well, let me just say, guys, how great was John Belushi?
How great is John Belushi?
How great was John Belushi, huh? How great was Joliet Jake, huh?
How great was Dan Aykroyd?
Mm-hmm. How great was Dan Aykroyd, huh? Ray Stantz, he busts the ghost.
All right. I want to, our pal Ernie Bach is on the phone, and I think Ernie wants to talk a little bit about an event that's coming up. Ernie.
Yeah, great interview with Aykroyd.
I mean, as a musician.
Every word, amazing.
As a musician, you look at the Blues Brothers, super talented musicians in that band.
Absolutely. I remember in high school, I think they first hit in like 75 or 76. We used to watch Saturday Night Live religiously, a group of us in high school. The guy's amazing, and his roster is pretty good, and he's going to be in Norwich today.
Yes, he's going to be right down the street from you. You got to get over there.
You know what I'll do? I'll bring a nice Ford over for him. He's into Ford.
Yeah, he's a Ford guy.
Showing him Ford a nice little plug. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, you got a Music Drives Us thing, which is your charity that's coming up that you want to talk about.
I have Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, Matt Sorum, formerly of Guns N' Roses, and a bunch of people going to play in Norwood December 13th for Music Drives Us. Tickets go on sale today at musicdrivesus.org. It's a BFG, Billy Effing Gibbons and his friends. It's going to be great.
Please
go to musicdrivesus.org. Come by. I had Stone Temple Pilots there last year. We had almost 1,000 people, so hopefully we're going to get a lot this year also.
Well, I went to that event last year, and you think about ZZ Top. How old is Billy Gibbons?
She got legs.
Oh, Wiggy. All right, so Wiggy, can I identify some ZZ? 71, 72. Yeah.
69. Yeah.
69.
Still going strong.
I mean, I know
strong.
ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
Never go crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
Yeah, that's still it. Going strong. All right, so how did, Ernie, tickets one more time. How do you get them?
MusicDrivesUs.org. Just the visual of seeing Billy Gibbons play is amazing. Never mind what he plays is spectacular. Rolling Stone, top five guitar player of all time.
And it's getting to that time, by the way, for our annual Toys for Tots broadcast. So we'll be down at the Ferrari Maserati store next month, believe it or not.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
All right, Ernie.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Glad you called. 617-779-7937 if you would like to be on the show today. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. We'll be right back.
Later today, Michael Irvin joins Dale and Keith. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. You've heard the success stories. Dale, Rob Bradford, Dr. Laura Carmen, and others. Become your own success story at awaken180weightloss.com. Tom Brady did make an appearance with Jim Gray scratchy last night. I'm assuming it was taped. I'm assuming pre-recorded.
Tom.
He was asked, like Danielle tried to get him, what are you doing on your bye week? He says, not much. Coming back Sunday.
Tommy, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great, Jim. Great talking to you.
Good to talk to you. How are you going to spend your weekend off?
Well, obviously try to catch up on a little rest and a little family time, but it's still football season, so my mind's still focused on the game and getting ready to go back here Sunday afternoon and prepare for the next seven games, which are going to determine everything that happens for this 2019 team.
Tom, when are you going to play N'Keal Harry?
Tommy.
Tom, when are you going to play? When are you going to throw the ball to N'Keal Harry, Tom?
Brady says he'll be watching Red Zone Sunday. Not sure if I believe that, but maybe he will. Week 10 NFL began last night. Raiders beating the Chargers 26-24. You believe in the Raiders, Wiggy?
I don't know. They're making a push.
We'll push there.
Knock on wood if you believe in them, Woody.
Huh?
Boy, Wiggy.
Woody. Raiders.
I'm going to skip the Antonio Brown news. You've heard it. BC football tomorrow, 11:30 on our flagship 93.7 in Boston. That's after Mark and Hart live and direct from the Heights, Florida State in town. NFL Sunday coming up 9-1. Still this week. Kemba Walker, the big return to Charlotte with the Celtics. And he had a pretty good night, not individually, 14 points, but had the tribute video and soaked it all in. The Celtics cruised, 108-87. Also between Hayward, Tatum, Rozier had a terrible night on the other end, by the way, 1 of 11 for 3 points. So not a great signing so far for Charlotte. Celtics continue to roll.
Trip
to San Antonio next up, that's Saturday night, 5 p.m. Eastern. Jaylen Brown returned after he said he made 5 hospital trips for illness and infection. Mookie and Xander, Silver Sluggers, and the Bruins. Tonight in Detroit, 7:30 faceoff. Jake DeBrusque is out. Zach Senyshyn, Peter Cehlárik recalled. And I can't believe Wiggy's getting this wish. Zdeno Chara paired with Connor Clifton. You asked the question to McAvoy.
Yeah.
And he basically told you a couple weeks ago, I like playing with Grizzlick. He's getting his wish. Wiggy is setting the tone for hockey
Listen, I've been saying it since last year that I am the greatest hockey mind in all of New England.
Well, I think my belief is that when Cam was on and we told Cam that Wiggy was upset about it, Cam is afraid of Wiggy.
He made some moves.
And he made
and the other move, watch. Don't be surprised. I've been on this train, Charlie Coyle to second line right winger.
Okay, see if that happens tonight. Yeah. This is the Radio Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Thank you.
York. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco.
Wiggy's Choice? Was that a Wiggy's, yes. Wiggy's Choice request yep. this morning?
OT to Genesis.
A lot of powder cool, talk cool. with Dan Aykroyd. I thought that would
right. fit in. I got a fully Lolo.
Lolo.
You weren't here the other day when we were talking about T.I. and his daughter.
Oh, I heard about that one. Creep City.
I was going to ask you what you think about that.
Going to your 18-year-old's gynecologist visits?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Weird, really? Right?
What?
Yeah.
Extremely weird. He got dragged. They dragged him on Black Twitter for that, though.
They did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were all over him. Yeah.
Black Twitter
yeah.
came out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He come out for that one. Come on, man. Yeah. What's on your mind?
I got to tell you, speaking of creeps, Jeff Goldblum's kind of off my list of people that I like after this defense that he's mounting for Woody Allen.
What did he say about Woody Allen?
He's
standing up for him?
Yeah. He's basically saying... He said, I think there's a presumption of innocence until proven guilty when it comes to the, you know, accusations that Woody Allen had molested his daughter, Dylan Farrow.
Yeah.
And the Sunni thing. That's creepy. That's just creepy. Come on.
You think that's... I mean, I think
innocent until proven guilty, other stuff I get. But, like, I mean, it's kind right. of established that Woody Allen's in it.
Well, I mean, maybe Jeff Goldblum, the only thing that he's saying is that it's like... Wiggy says with AB is right. like the, you know, somebody's innocent until you prove that they've done something. Yeah. But you don't think that people ought to
I still
be
have the
up?
Freedom not to, to work with you. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I don't think there's really any. Is there any way that Woody Allen can explain that his soulmate happened to be his wife's adopted child?
Did Woody Allen direct Beautiful Girls?
No, Danielle, don't attack that great
film. Is he friends with Peter Cook?
That's such
Christie
a great
Brinkley's
film.
Ex-husband.
Wait, have you watched Beautiful Girls yet? I think I instructed you to watch that.
I don't think so. Is that on Netflix?
You can find it on Netflix. You can find it anywhere. Maybe the greatest film of all time in the history of films. But yeah, I mean, I guess there's really no way to explain away the fact that you fell in love with your... Wife's
adopted
daughter.
Couldn't help myself. She's just such a hot young girl. She's my soulmate. Okay, Woody.
Wasn't there rumors about Morgan Freeman and his like grand stepdaughter?
His grandniece or something like that.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Another thing.
That's where we got into it with the what's her face's ex-husband there who's dating the young girl.
Oh,
the Peter Cook guy.
Yeah.
Peter Cook.
It's we got into to in that situation. When you're that far away in age, you know, obviously under 18 is issues. But even if you're like 65 and you're dating a 21-year-old, it's like, ugh, come on.
Well, Woody Allen's now wife, Soon Yi.
Are they still married?
Yeah, I believe they're still married.
God.
What's the age difference between them?
So she's 49 now. God, hold on a second.
So when did he start messing with her? Was she like 14 or 15?
I think she was older.
34 year age difference.
34.
Yeah, he's 83. She's 49.
She still has her whole life ahead of her.
He's 83.
He's 83 years old, Woody
He looks
Allen.
Great.
Wow.
Complete potential Hillman Jinx scenario going on right here. Yeah, he's 83.
I didn't know he was that
He's
old.
A great director, though. I mean,
I'm really not big into his movies. Like, I never was a real big Woody Allen fan. I just...
Really?
Yeah, I never really was like...
Well, not to worry, because he's probably going to be hospitalized from complications with pneumonia over the weekend, thanks to us talking about it.
So it's like, you know, it's just a different movie world for me. I wasn't really... Yeah.
Well,
he's no Spike Lee to me.
But, I mean, you, when it comes to Antonio Brown, you spent 40 minutes today talking about how he's being blackballed. Do you think Woody Allen is being blackballed?
Yeah, but there's proof with
Hollywood
Woody Allen. But isn't there proof? Wasn't he in a relationship with this girl? Like, and she was like 16 at the time.
A lot of people maintain that this was the ex-wife who was bitter about the Soon Yi thing.
Right.
And made up these allegations against him.
Doesn't he have a right to earn a living?
Well, if they were all made up and they're, you know, we don't know
but
if there's
any just allegations.
Truth. Right.
Did you see this documentary of this football player in Oklahoma 30 years ago?
I wouldn't have an issue with it, but I thought there was actual proof of Woody Allen being in a relationship.
Well,
with
he's married to Mia Farrow is her name.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Mia? Yeah, it's Mia Farrow.
Mia, yeah.
She once dated Sinatra.
Yeah.
Mia Farrow.
I don't, there's zero chance Ronan Farrow is not Sinatra's kid.
Really?
He looks exactly like him.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's a spinning image of Frank Sinatra.
He should go after some of that estate money is what he should do.
Right.
But so that the marriage thing happened, but there, the Mia Farrow alleged that Woody Allen did something inappropriate with one of her other daughters.
Okay.
And, well, and Ronan Farrow, I believe, says he believes his sister, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, but again, like Curtis is saying,
if there's
you don't want anybody, you don't
I mean, I don't say anything about the allegations towards Woody Allen.
Yeah.
I just thought there was actual proof that he was dating a young, like 18-year-old, 17-year-old girl.
Yeah.
So if there's no proof and it's just, you know, allegations, then, I mean, who are we to say that it's true unless we have proof? Same way with AB. There's no proof, so how can you say that?
Well, except for the text messages that he sent.
No, I'm talking about the Brittany Taylor situation.
On the Brittany one.
Yeah, because that's really what at the root of all of it. It's the Brittany Taylor situation is the reason why AB is probably in this whole world of being blackballed in the NFL.
Isn't the root of it that he can't conduct himself like a normal, polite human being?
Well, I mean, that's a portion of it, but at the end of the day, how many guys in the NFL are not good character guys? How many guys tweet out stuff that's stupid?
I mean, do you run around here threatening to punch downstairs Joe or upstairs Joe in the face?
I don't, but just because I don't doesn't mean that there aren't other people that they say things differently. Everybody, see, I think the problem is that maybe, I know Curtis doesn't understand this, but maybe you don't, and I'll try to explain to you, is that we all don't have this, we're not all wired the same. We all don't have the same DNA. So somebody goes, well, why can't he just keep his, well, there are some people who are not wired that way.
They can't keep their mouth shut.
That's just the way they were brought up from whatever their environment was or the way they were raised. Just there are some people that are different and they can't keep their mouth shut.
But I bet you, Wiggy, that you teach your kids how to act.
But see, you keep comparing them to me.
Well, because you're giving your kids a lesson about what works
in
the workplace.
Right, but that's what I do with my kids. I don't know say how.
But you do that because you're smart about handling and you want your kids to be successful.
Yeah, but that's the way I raise my kids.
Because that's the way they'll be successful in society.
But Greg has kids and he probably raises his kids a different way. Ken has a child and he'll probably raise her a different way. Just because I raise my kid one way, and it might be cool in your eyes, Curtis, doesn't mean the way that Greg has to raise his kids the same way
I do. I'm saying that you're telling them to do diametrically opposite what Antonio Brown is doing because that doesn't work in the United States workplace. You want your kids to be successful. Brown is doing everything he can to ruin his career.
But I also tell my kids that you're going to make mistakes and things are going to happen, and you know, you might get a second chance, but there's a lot of people that won't give you a second chance, but you deserve a second chance. And if you fall a second time, hey, maybe you'll get a third chance. Or there's some people that get fourth chances, but there are some.
But how often does that happen, really, in life that you get
in football?
We're
talking about, stop comparing real life with football or any sport. Though, let's not compare real life with the sports world because it's completely different.
It's not fair to compare.
No, you can't.
It's not the same.
Let's compare it to the Jetsons.
No, you can't compare. It's two different things. Yeah, you can't compare the way Enercon works with the way the NFL works.
Right.
You can't do it. It don't work that way, and that's a problem. I think when you bring sports into the conversation, and then you try to compare real world and sports, it doesn't work.
So Antonio Brown, who's being paid millions of dollars by an NFL team, has no obligation whatsoever to act in a way that it at least is going to reflect positively on that brand, the organization that's paying him $9 million.
You should act a certain way, but there are guys that we've seen that don't act a certain way. And they're playing, whether it's in the NFL, whether it's in MLB, whatever sporting world they're in.
And nobody ever loses their what you call a right to play in the NFL. Nobody should ever
lose. Unless you've been found guilty of whatever. Right?
What if you're Ray Lewis?
Did Ray Lewis? He didn't lose his right to play in the NFL, and he was found guilty on, what was that?
Perjury?
Perjury or
obstruction of justice.
Right, and he was the league MVP. You put on no commissioner's exempt list. It was, all right, here he does it, you know.
The difference is that Antonio Brown would drop off the white suit at the freaking 245 Park Avenue and say, look at this. And instead, Ray Lewis got it destroyed like a smart guy.
No. So you're basing it off Antonio Brown just saying crazy stuff on social media. Hey, he's got the right to say whatever he wants on social media. That shouldn't affect him working, even if he doesn't, even if he says Goodell's this or Goodell's
that. So Jemele Hill has the right on social media to say, don't go and visit our sponsors because of what they're doing with Kaepernick. She has a right to do that because she got fired.
Yeah, but that's I told you, don't compare the NFL with.
Oh, so we can't compare it to anything in the world.
Not in work related. You can't. You can't compare an NFL or an NBA or MLB.
Well, Jemele's a superstar at ESPN. She was there bringing in money.
But we've
viewers.
Seen ESPN. ESPN runs their thing. They run stuff differently. Right, they say you can't say certain things. They told those their employees, hey, you can't say certain things on ESPN.
Yeah,
but in the NFL, they don't tell you can't say negative stuff about the coaches or whatever it may be. If you find it to be like, we heard Joe Flacco say, hey, Jesus, this offense coordinator's calling these horrible plays.
Why do you think Chris Carter is out of a job at Fox?
Because he went against his bosses, and I don't know the details of it, but all I heard was...
Do you think that's it, though? It seems like, doesn't it seem deeper than that?
You would think. Yeah. You would think it's more than just a disagreement with what they feel they want him to say, but yeah. Who knows?
This is Jay from Springfield. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's going on, man?
Hey, I just want to say, Wiggy, I'm actually on your side on this, because I feel like this is kind of like what LeBron James was talking about. Like, a lot of people, such as Greg Hill and Curtis, they just want you to play the sport and just shut up. Don't even talk about anything or anything like that. Don't have an emotion. Don't have any type of expression
right.
or any of that. So I feel like, you know, as a person, you want to be, if you got something to say, you should be able to speak it. You know, I get it. You want them to act professional about it. Not everybody is professional. But not everybody knows how to be professional. But I believe
he isn't even standing by what he's saying. He's deleted all these tweets anyway.
Well, yeah, he said his newest tweet was he's frustrated. He feels
tweet was written by Drew Rosenhaus.
But that's the way he feels. Whether it's written by Drew Rosenhaus or whoever, you feel a certain way. If you feel like everybody is dropping this on you and you feel that you're innocent, that your name has been dragged through the mud, and that's what he's saying as far as this Brittany Taylor situation, sooner or later you get to a point where you just go, now not everybody, but there are some people who get to that point and go, you know what? F you. F this one. F the league. They're against me.
But his last act with the New England Patriots was tweeting about Robert Kraft. In a non-friendly manner. Do you think that it's possible that there are just a bunch of...
Well, all he was stating was the obvious, that the difference between players and owners...
But do you think there are a bunch of owners who just don't want a guy like that on their team?
Yeah, I think there are.
So it's not being blackballed.
No. But I don't think
he's responsible for his own behavior.
But I don't think there are 32 owners that all believe that way.
Yeah.
We don't hold the president responsible for his Twitter behavior. Why should we hold anybody else in the country responsible for it?
Ooh, that's a good point.
Hot take.
That's a hot take from
like
Ken Laird.
Like
you know what? You know what we do, Ken? Here's what we do to back your thing up. When there are people who do come at the president and say certain things about, him saying this, hey, it's Twitter. He could say what he wants. Yeah. Freedom. Everybody wants to go to freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Say what you want. But when AB does it, it's like, what do you expect? I mean, come on. You really want this guy working for you?
Is that an impression of me?
That's you and Curtis mixed up. You really want this guy working for you?
Wiggy's here. It's a Patriots Friday at WEEI, and we will be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
But dig, there's been a lot of hate going on, okay. So let me holler at you something. Hey, look at here, dog.
You might have seen me in the street, but shout it, you don't know me. When you holler, when you speak, remember, you don't know me. Save all the hating and the popping, pippin', you don't know me. Quit telling people you my partner, listen, you don't know me. Don't be a groupie, keep it moving, shout it, you don't know me. Hey, I ain't tripping, but the truth is really, you don't know me. Yeah, you know they call me T.I., but you don't know me. You be hating and I see why, cause you don't know. I think it's time I made a song for people. I graduated at the streets, I'm a real OG. I've been trapping, shooting pistols since I stood on feet. So while you rappers acting bad, you gon' have to show me.
Coming up on Monday, Tom Brady and Boomer Esiason. Tom Brady isn't taking the week off Monday, right? On Patriots Monday, he'll be on Monday?
Tom Brady will be here on Monday morning along with Boomer.
All right.
Boomer!
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 Maybe Nick could ask about the potential Super Bowl between the New England Patriots and the San Francisco 49ers.
There's a nickname for that. Ragnarok.
He's in the car. Come on.
That's a good movie with Thor, though. Ragnarok, best comic movie.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, Mike?
I just want to call out Wiggy for a second. I love you, Wiggy. I think you're awesome. Mm-hmm. And you were awesome in Madden 04. You could hunt root a 10-yard out and get a first down every time. But listen, you right before the break, you threw out the freedom of speech in defense of Antonio Brown. Freedom of speech only protects you from repercussions, from talking against a government. And that's it. If you talk a crap against your boss, you're fired. You ain't protected by freedom of speech in the workplace. You're protected by freedom of speech against a government, and that's where it ends. So I love you
Mike,
guys.
Mike, if the Patriots want to cut him because they don't like what he says, or a team wants to, the Raiders want to do it, then that's fine. But what the NFL has done, they have completely stonewalled him from being able to play on a team because of some of the things that he has said. And that's what I'm talking about. This guy should know
maybe
whether or not.
They don't want the sideshow, you know? They don't want they just want him on the field to play because the guy is awesome, but he's got the sideshow and it's a distraction and they don't want that.
Well, right? let the team decide that. Let the NFL shouldn't decide whether or not Team X wants the sideshow or not. Well,
I disagree, man. I think that's because some of these owners will sign a murderer if he can make the tackle or catch the football.
Well, then that should be up to that team.
Someone to say no, enough is enough.
No, that's not. It should be up to that team. It shouldn't be up to the NFL.
This is Joe from New Bedford. What's up, Joe?
What's going on, guys? What the other gentleman just said is, I mean, it's kind of on point with what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. So think about like this, right? You got Dunkin' Donuts and it's got a ton of branches everywhere, right? They might not be called different names like NFL teams and whatnot, but they're all part of the same organization. So as the same organization, they do have the right to tell you can't work here no more. You know, and I honestly wonder whether or not you and a lot of other people think that like consequences are a thing that people should have to suffer anymore. You think that we should just be able to get whatever we want, no matter how we treat people, no matter how we behave, no matter what we do in life? Is that what it is?
No, but we shouldn't have to lose, or our employer shouldn't be sticking their nose into civil suits and things that don't affect them.
I mean,
them.
Who's sticking their nose in what? He's plastering it all over the
No, the NFL. The NFL getting involved. And Christian makes a great point that I think everybody's missing here. Is that the NFL should not even be involved in investigating a civil lawsuit.
Well, listen, it's no surprise that it's you and Christian who are screaming loudest for the about players. This. For the players.
Right.
Yeah, because you don't think any guy who plays in the NFL should be held accountable on anything. that you're special, that you're, you know, you already said that the NFL is unlike any other business because you guys are special.
No, but if you want to, if you, no, it has nothing to do with that, but it's the reason why we scream the loudest is because we know what players go through. The reason why you guys don't understand it because you've never been players and you never dealt with your company just basically using you for a piece of cattle and a piece of meat and trying
to get... what every company does, Wiggy.
No, but you... But they're you
Greg
don't
have... branded.
I guarantee you, as a radio producer, I have been treated far more unfairly than you were as a professional freaking football player.
If you had a civil lawsuit, I don't think that Entercom would step in on your civil lawsuit because they probably know that you could sue them for doing that. Entercom.
I don't even get cups here.
This is Jay from Boston. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on? Wiggy, I'm in full agreement. The NFL should not be involved in any civil disputes. I mean, especially when it comes to players. I'm pretty sure a lot of owners have been sued, and the NFL hasn't stepped in to try to investigate any of those lawsuits.
That's a good point, Jay.
It's just in regards to that, man, I just feel they're definitely stonewalling him, man. Like, there's no reason why that they have not met with him. They met with the young lady in September. In order to get the other side, you have to meet with AB. There's nothing to investigate without AB. You can't summon his phone, text messages without him. You can't garner any other information because you don't have police power. So I just definitely feel they're dragging their feet and stonewalling.
Yeah, all right. Well, I wish I could stay for another hour of AB talk.
Riveting.
But we're coming to the
end of the... It is the AB hour.
It's the AB hour. We're coming to the end of the program. Before we go, though, Veterans Day is Monday. And I want to talk for a moment or two about a program that I think is really important. And we are joined this morning by Emily Munoz, who is with an organization called Special Ops Survivors. Emily, hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Veterans Day is Monday, and you know, I think people sometimes, not on purpose, but they forget that we got to pause a little bit and thank those who gave their lives for this country, and that includes your husband. And you guys, I want you to tell everybody a little bit about what your organization does.
Special Ops Survivors cares for the wives and, by extension, the children of special operations troops who have died while serving. So Navy SEALs, Green Berets, EOD technicians, Air Force Special Ops, pretty much anyone who is involved with the missions on the tip of the spear. So the most elite and extraordinary warriors, and they really help us put our lives back together should the worst happen to them.
You lost your husband at, he was 29, right?
Yes.
And certainly I think that we all thank you and thank your family for your sacrifice. And I think it's really important that we support those families going forward. And you can actually, if you're so inclined right now, you can actually text and make a donation. Is that right?
That is absolutely true. And we'd appreciate it.
So if you text SOS right now to 36413, that's 36413, you can make a donation to Special Ops Survivors and be there for these families like their spouses were there for us. And Emily, you're here in the Boston area, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, don't call me sir. I'm not worthy of that title. Curtis, we refer to as sir.
Yes.
That is
thank you.
All right, Emily, thank you very much for checking in and sharing. And you guys, real quick, because we're up against the clock, but when it comes to what you guys do for these families, a little bit about where this money goes and what those who donate will be doing.
Well, one of the things that I've personally benefited from the most is education grants. So kind of helping people put their careers back together now that they are the primary breadwinners. And also we create a community. Special Ops families really lose their community when the service member dies. So helping us stay connected and learning how to really rebuild ourselves and give back to the community.
Well, amazing stuff. And if you want to donate, just text SOS to 36413. Emily, thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank Dan Aykroyd for being here. And Very interesting hour of radio with Dan Aykroyd today. I want to thank Wiggy for being here, Danielle, Curtis, Ken, Nick for coming in to get some things autographed by Dan Aykroyd. if you missed anything this morning, then you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the new Rewind feature. And if you still don't have the app, all you have to do is text APP to 37937. That's APP to 37937. Got a game tonight?
Not tonight. Tomorrow. Central Catholic versus Everett in Lawrence. Second round of the playoffs.
I was going to say, we got to be into the playoffs.
Yeah, second round of the playoffs. So Central, you know, go out there, do your thug thizzle. Win that one, and then, you know, and then you got next week, and then you can win that, you're off to the Super Bowl.
You think the Super Bowls will be back at Gillette, right? They kind of always wait till the end to announce them.
Right, I thought that's where they always are.
Every year they have to, I mean, it's really nice of them.
Oh, they do a good job of that, letting those kids, you know, go out there and play, and, you know, I remember my days of playing at the Boston Garden.
You played? You played football?
No, I played basketball at the Boston Garden when I was in high school. So for these high school kids, playing at Gillette is a dream come true.
Yeah. He hasn't mentioned much on the show that he played. Did you play professionally?
Basketball? Football?
Were you in the game that had the snow?
I did. I was in that game. Yes. I was in that game. It was part of starting a dynasty. I don't know if you're familiar with the Patriots dynasty.
Now Wiggy started the dynasty.
Oh, part of it. Yes.
What do you think about chicken parm? You like it?
Hey, listen.
And Keith is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.